South Sudan Pension Fund is conducting an awareness campaign for post-service pensioners who retired before South Sudan got independence to start the process to claim their pension. Now, in the studio with me, I have Sebit Benjamin. Yes, Deputy Manager for Contribution and Compliance. Good morning, Sebit.
Thank you.
Yes, we also have Clement Atujong, that is Pensioners Representative. Good morning, Clement.
Good morning, too.
And then we have Ajakdot Achwil, a Pension Officer at the Department of Operation. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show. I'm going to start with Sebit. Tell me, how long has the South Sudan Pension Fund been in existence and what has it accomplished so far?
South Sudan Pension Fund, the South Sudan Civil Service Scheme Act, South Sudan Pension Fund Act 2012 has been forfeited by South Sudanese and the foreign export from the America and Russia and East Africa, and then they will become and endorsed by His Excellency the President of Republic South Sudan, President of Republic Salva Kiir Mayardit.
Yes,
South Sudan Pension Fund covered all the employees from the all level of the government, from the state up to the national level, and also it is administered by Board of Trustees, comprised 7 members. It is independent, legally independent, financially independent, administered by both of the 7 members.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is covered. And then there are some not covered by this scheme. South Bank of South Sudan have their own scheme, and the judges and justice of the judiciary of South Sudan have their own scheme, and also the organized forces also have their own scheme, and then the private sector have their own scheme. It is covered from the main dangers. Muscle and disability, you call it, is one of the danger. This is the coverage. And then the retirement age, you reach to the, this is, you call it, we are working in pension, you call it one of the danger. And then the dismissal and appointment to political position, this is all called dangers. We cover all these categories.
Okay. Yes. And when did the scheme start operating officially?
The scheme endorsed passed since 2013. The Civil Service Scheme Act passed 2013 and Civil South Sudan Pension Fund Act. This is this two act.
Okay.
South Sudan Fund 2012.
All right.
Yes, but now we are working at from the 2019 the South Sudan now work officially working.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so it became operational in 2012, but official work started in 2019.
Yes, yes.
Before I come to you, Clement, and if you have something to add, you can just raise your hand. And now I want to talk about what has been accomplished so far. Clement, are you able to speak on that?
You think that what has been accomplished?
Yes, okay. Ajak, go ahead.
Yeah, come on. Thank you so much, Mariah FM, for giving us the opportunity to actually be on air today with you. South Sudan Pension Fund, as Sebidem Benjamin Abdallah actually put it, by law it came into existence in 2012.
Yes, what has it accomplished so far?
So far, South Sudan Pension Fund has actually bring those who are working in Sudan then. There are people who are working in Sudan before the independence of South Sudan, and they had nowhere actually to get their claims, their pension entitlement. So South Sudan Pension Fund has actually opened that window. All those ones are those who worked in Sudan after, before independence. All of them are coming to South Sudan Pension Fund, and their pension entitlement is being calculated and given to every beneficiary who, by law, is entitled to get that.
How many have been attended to so far?
So far in our system, those who are benefiting so far in our system is about 399 in pensioners.
399.
Yes, and those who are working in Sudan, because we have not received actually those who have been retired by our national government, because we are waiting for this number actually to come in, and maybe that number would go to that big.
Okay, so currently you're looking at those who retired before independence.
Before independence.
Okay, so why hold this campaign now? Why has it taken so long to be able to bring everyone at that time who did not receive the... Why now?
Okay, the basis of this campaign was actually, it is a long journey. It started in 2012 when the Addis Ababa Framework Agreement was signed between South Sudan and Sudan on the operationalization of post-service benefit. Those who work before and they have not actually received the benefit. It actually took time to materialize the operations of this agreement because, you know, it is tied to political wills of the two countries, especially the Sudan then. This one was pushed by our Honorable Minister, Joseph Bangazi Bakasoro, recently in 2022, when they actually signed another agreement, a communique that was signed in Sudan. This communique actually has paved a way for implementation, it has bring the implementation closer to reality. Making it happen, because we actually know there's people who actually know they have worked and they are not getting anything. So we are putting this campaign as a backup, because we have been having forth and communication between Sudan and South Sudan, where there was also another Juba metric that was signed on 20th of December this year, last year.
Yes.
Then there is also a team that was dispatched this year in April, following the same notice. And they actually signed the full implementation. There were a number of things that were agreed upon. And these campaigns is part of the matrix of the framework agreement that was signed in Addis Ababa in 2012. So the matrix actually is a sequential kind of things. This activity come after the other one. So this campaign is part of the activity that we need to put into reality, so that those who were working in Sudan then get the message, because we know that people having the files with them, they know they are not going to get anything in their houses.
Mm-hmm.
So we are giving this message to all the listeners, especially the survivors and the pensioners, to bring their files wherever they are. If they can hear us, you are asked to bring your file, bring to the nearest, maybe if you are in this administrative area, bring to the Ministry of Public Service. There are people who can come and verify and collect your file. If you are in the state, you bring also the state Ministry of Public Service. There are people who will come and verify and collect your file. And if you are in Juba, especially in this area in Central Equatoria, South Sudan Pension Fund Office is open for you. You bring your file. Because once these files are all put together, Sudan will also send us a team that will help us in verifying the file together, because they are the one having the money, actually. The money, those people who worked before then, the money is with them.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing this verification jointly, there will be assurance that the verification was done after the standard that is required by the agreement, and then all these people will be entitled to get the pension entitlements.
Okay. Thank you for that detailed explanation. Now, Clement, you are the pensioner's representative. What does your work involve?
Our work is to work closely with the South Sudan Pension Fund, so that we see that the right of pensioners are safeguarded and protected.
Mm-hmm.
But we have challenges, both of us.
Yes.
South Sudan Pension Fund has challenges because contributions of the states and then three administrative areas are not submitted to them. And you know, without this contribution, they cannot invest. And if they cannot invest, then the pensioners are paid less. Like, I give you an example. Myself, I'm getting 3,200. That is...
Is this South Sudanese pound?
Sudanese pound.
For how many years of work?
For so many years. Some even work for even 30, 40 years. So for me, I don't blame them, because they are employees of the government. To me, I think it is an insult to the pensioners, because you cannot give somebody 3,200 and say it's a monthly payment for somebody who has gone for pension. So this is a challenge. they will explain more about what this. So for me, I think this is very vital for the state government and then national government, three administrative areas that they should submit their contribution. Last time we were in ABC, Mr. Seber was saying some of states like Eastern Equatoria, even Central Equatoria, are not contributing 11%. They are only giving 5%. And this 5% is very little. And this money, it is the one that invested so that the pensioners, they can get a good monthly payment. So for me as a representative of the South Sudan Pensioner Association, I call on the government, state, national government, three administrative area to release this amount.
Okay. Thank you, Clement. Now, I'm coming to you, Sabit.
Yes.
This is a huge problem.
Yes.
Why is this problem in existence? And what are the measures being put in place to improve this situation?
One of the big challenges facing South Sudan pension funds is non-payment of pension contribution by the state NCR administrative area and then South national government.
Why are they not paying?
This is the very big problem. But why is it not paying? Because the state use pension fund for other purposes.
Okay.
Use for other purposes. The state, if you see, the Central Equatoria state is paying 5% from. Supposed to pay 16%, making the total of 16. 5% from the employee. 11% from the employer to make the total of 16, and then Eastern Equatorial State also paying 5%. It started recently.
So what and you're then, saying is the one from the employee comes, but the one from the state is not coming.
Not all. It's starting soon. Recently, before last year.
Okay.
Starting last year, we need pension obligation from 2006 up to now. From now we are compiled all the pension contribution of the 10 states and the national government. Soon we are going to update it. If you are updated, and then the agreement to be made with the state how to pay pension contribution. This is the main problem facing us in South Sudan Pension Fund. You see, this system, our law, is the one of the best law in the world. You see, in USA, conference in USA, is ranking number 8 all over the world. If we are implementing fully according to the law, I'm sure 100% with no problem. Our system is linked with salary structure. If you see our brother, Mr. Kellerman, are receiving 350,000. This is because of the money, because of the salary. Salary is too low. We calculate. Akuru rate is 1.5 times annual salary. Annual salary is less. And then number of the years. If you see, if you calculate it, nothing. Lucky, but our law is, there is something in our law, that indexation. That when price up, pension to be increased based on the market.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Based on the market.
Yes.
If all the states are remitting our pension regularly to South Sudan Pension Fund, also we need support. Because the contribution is nothing. If you see, you are getting 10,000, 5,000, 16,000, nothing.
Okay.
It's a little amount. But this fund, it needs support. Support when? From government of South Sudan to give us support. And then we can implement our law fully.
All right.
In taxation to be applied.
Thank you very
Article
much.
Article number 18.
Thank you, Sabit.
Yes.
And let me come to you, Ajak Dwot. Yes, the amount is low and there are problems, but you are working to make sure at least what is there, people get to receive it. So just reiterate the process. As you speak directly to a pensioner, say, listening in, what is the process that they should take to be able to receive the current amounts in place?
For the pensioners, for them to receive their pension entitlements, they've been actually, because we are operating under the law,
yes,
there are requirements that every file or every pensioner should have in his or her file.
What are the contents of this file?
The files contains a lot of things, because it starts with the appointment of the person, when that person was appointed, mm-hmm. During the time he started the service or she started the service. Then it also involved this person, as he had had and he had had promotion during his work process. If there is promotion later, he has to put that one. During the time of service, he has to provide from his exit point when he's leaving the job, he has to provide a free of charge certificate that shows this person has not borrowed any money and is going away with it. Money has borrowed, because South Sudan Pension Fund is acting as a gate to government. Maybe government has not actually exercised, there is negligence, it controls. You have to provide your free of charge certificate. Even the last pay certificate, the amount of money you received the last time you went for retirement, is what also we use for our calculation. Like Clement is saying, he's receiving 3,200, that one we did not just make it. It is the last money that he received during his time of retirement is what we are using to calculate his pension. On top of this, government also made an initiative. There was a resolution that was made by the board. Every person, when they realize the pension is too low, they made a resolution on 7th of 2020. 7th of 2020.
Which month?
Yeah, it was July.
Okay.
Yeah. So they made a resolution that every person is entitled to an additional amount of 2,500 to his or her pensions amount. So this one is just like, you know, we are feeling pity. Even me, I feel it when they are there.
Is it pity or an entitlement?
No, it is not entitlement. The entitlement is actually based on the salary, the last pay certificate, how much money you received last.
So using Clement here as an example, does this mean before that he was earning 1,000 something?
Clement, exactly, if I am able to verify his file, I can find Clement with an eye of law. Clement maybe roughly was getting roughly 500.
Oh, his pension. So then you added the 2,000.
We added 2,500
to
his amount.
This is
because you see the inflation is also is engulfing. Whatever amount you are given even today, in how many, maybe it might take 3 or 4 months, again we realize this person is not benefiting. So this thing actually is a complicated thing, but that's why Mr. Sebi is saying it requires actually a collective responsibility. We need government sector. If there is also if there are agencies that are actually seeing that we need to, they see the exit structure strategies is becoming a problem, well, let us clean up the system so that we pay those who are eligible, and then we see how the human resource can be structured and work well than keeping accommodating the whole big number who are not even producing.
Okay.
So this is a big problem. It's quite complicated at the same time.
Now, another problem would be, what if there are pensioners out there, civil servants who have worked all those years, and the war happened and a lot happened. What if they lost their documents? What if they lost the requirements that are needed to be in that file for them to come and apply for their pension?
Okay, actually, you see, these pensioners, most of them, either you had your file in Sudan, or you were actually receiving in the three regional offices then. That was Wau, Juba, and Malakal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were receiving then in the three regional offices, there should be something. Okay, in the system also, there are numbers. There are actually the serial number for those who are enrolled. There were those who are enrolled in the... We have them. So even if you were there then, you will come and we will be able to trace your serial number, and we know this serial number from this serial number. These people were getting salary, and actually it was stopped because of 1, 2, 3, maybe during independence or whatsoever the case, what happened. Because the CPA was part of this one, and then the independent was part of this one. All these two, there was some kind of, because the contributions stopped, and then the full payment of your pension is stopped after independence. There is a CPA period, because South Sudan was remitting up to October 2005. But when they realize Sudan has actually back off, they are not paying pension for South Sudanese, from October they stopped also remitting their contributions.
So then it was Southern Sudanese.
Southern Sudan then.
Yes.
The Southern Sudanese then, yeah.
Okay. So, Sabit, you look like you have something to say.
Yes, if I lost, you have, it can be solved.
Yes.
In that, Masalan, suppose you are working in teacher, working in Ministry of Education. The pensioner will write a letter that my file lost. And then the director general of that ministry will actually form a committee, comprise three members. And then three members will create a file and then submit to the DG, and DG approve and then forward it to us. And then the case will be solved without any problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Tentatively.
All right. I'm going to ask if you have a question. I mean, this is an interesting issue here. So if you have a question, you can actually call in right now on 0929-686297. We're talking about pension funds. We have pensioners who have been working as civil servants since the time of Sudan before we got independence. And right about now, all these people are being asked to go to the office. Where is the office located?
Our office in Juba is located in Haijalaba.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you in Juba, go to Haijalaba. And in the States?
There is the State Ministry of Public Service in every state or in every administrative area.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're required to go there and submit your files, which should have your appointment letters, any letters of promotion or movement
a complete file, because we are coming for verification after that.
Yes, so these will be verified and then you will receive your pension. But then also these pension amounts are still back then when South Sudan money was a little bit stronger than it is now. Inflation has affected those amounts. So if you have a question right now, go ahead and call in on 0929-686297, or you can send a text message on 0912-177-141. We're going for a very short break, and then after the break we will definitely be able to hear from you. So stay tuned and don't go too far.
Cholera can be spread by poor toilet or latrine practices. Dispose of all feces in latrine or toilet. If you don't have a latrine or toilet, defecate away from any water sources and then bury your feces. Dispose all children's feces in the latrine. Children's feces are as dangerous as the feces of adults. They carry disease-causing germs like cholera and can pollute the environment and contaminate water sources and food. All latrines must be kept clean and covered at all times. This prevents flies and children from carrying cholera-causing germs into your food, which eventually make you sick. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health, World Health Organization, and UNICEF.
Wake up. It's time to make a move.
Start your day with The Breakfast Show, the most informative, educative, and entertaining show on Radio Miraya, where the nation's big conversations begin.
Welcome back. This is Miraya Breakfast Show, where the nation's biggest conversations begin. And we have officers from the South Sudan Pension Fund. We also have the head of Pensioners Association here with us. We have Sabit Benjamin, who is from South Sudan Pension Fund. He's the deputy manager for contribution and compliance. Clement Arthur Jong is the head of Pensions Association. He's representing the group. And then we have Ajak Dota Chwil, who is a pension officer at the Department of Operation. And if you've been listening in, we just heard that right about now there is a campaign to get all the pensioners from before independence to go and start the process to, get their pension amount, whether it is monthly or it will be paid at once, you will be able to receive that information, but you need to start the process. And you're supposed to go to the office here in Juba or to the offices in the States, which we will clarify later. But if you have a question right now, go ahead and call in. Let's hear from you. Yes, Miraya, good morning. Aywa Sabal Nur, Maimunu.
James Liam in Ton.
Aywa, yeah, James Walta Kishino.
Well, I have told the Taiki that I didn't know I didn't see Ton the guy of the Ulayat, Anamar, and she's only the Niachan, that there is Shakal, not to Mahala Loga, Ipogo, Anamar Zol Bandari, keep the Yatriga.
Okay. Kala Shukran, yeah, James. All right, you can call in or send in a text message on 0912177141. Who can answer this question? Jack, are you able to answer this one? Go ahead.
James, the whole process is very clear, because in you are in Tonj. If you are in Tonj, I think you are near to the state, which is Kwajok. So if you have anything to do with the file that is actually in your hand, what you have to do is actually you have to walk to Kwajok, or either see a way you can reach Kwajok and make sure your file is submitted at the Ministry of Public Service in the state of, in Warab State. That would be the way to go, because we will not have a team that will be dispatched to Tonj. Tonj is just a county within Kwajok, and there's no designation for counties. It's actually the state.
Okay, So the Office of Public Service in the different states, which is in the state capital.
State capital, yes.
Okay, that is clear. If you have a question, I'll have room to take one more question before our guest can leave the studio. Now, I just want to touch a little bit on the issue of inflation. I mean, honestly speaking, if my amount is 500 per month, I don't think there's much motivation in there to even come and claim it. So what is being done to be able to sort out this issue of inflation, Yasebit?
We have two part implementation of control frame of agreement to facilitate post service betterment between the two countries, Sudan and South Sudan, and signed in Addis Ababa on 27 September 2012. That issue, there is the obligation between the two, obligation, the government of South the government of Sudan will pay all the money to our pensioners and survivors from 2012 up to now, pension to be indexed until now, with the difference will be increased, not to be like that one.
Oh, so it will not be like our brother.
This is Sudan.
Okay.
And then for us in South Sudan, as I told before, we have to increase the pension. We have to either in line with civil service salary structure. If the salary there increase, pension will be increased automatically. If the salary is nothing, according to our system, pension to be indexed because of the inflation, pension based on the market. But this is need not us alone. This is need the collective responsibility between the national government and the state government. The state to pay the contribution, national, all the state to pay the fully, and then the national government to make us afford to give big money to South Sudan Pension Fund to enable us to implement Article Number 18. There's article there in there, our Article Number 18
Constitution, yes.
In our law, that Gulf pension to be indexed based on the market.
Okay.
And if you, the Masan family and the Safo's family here, and if you give to the families 500,000, 200,000, 300 US dollar. $400, I think the family will survive.
Yeah, that's
if you
possible.
Implement this law fully. This is implementation not for us alone. This is need the collective responsibility. The government to give us the very big amount of the money to enable us to implement our law. As I told you, that this law is the one of the best, number 8, ranking number 8 all over the world. if you implement fully, we have article there.
It needs full implementation. Yes. Let's hear from another caller. Yes, hello, good morning. Okay, we lost that one. Go ahead and call in or text in on 0912-177-141. I have room for just one last caller, and then we'll be able to release our guests in the studio. Now, as we continue, I just want to ask Clement here to share your final remarks.
My final remark is people should understand that the South Sudan Pension Fund is not to be blamed. We blame the government, and particularly the politician, because these are employees, and that's why I'm here. What I can share with the public, they cannot share. Because me, I'm a journalist by training.
Mm-hmm.
I'm activist. So what we wanted is to call on the government again, national government, state government, three administrative area, to remit their contribution, because they cannot increase the monthly payment for pensioners if they don't have money. They have a small investment, but if the money is not coming, where do they get the money? Because this contribution, even they have some challenges. Even we have met the Ministry of Public Service. They're also complaining that this money is not for the government. It is for pensioners. And that we are here. Even I stated that we can even sue the government.
Okay.
Because yes. It is our right. It is,
yes,
within,
yes,
our constitution.
Yes, definitely your right. Yes.
Because this is. So I am calling again. They should submit in the contribution so that these people can. They are paid based on what we contribute. This is where they are paid for.
Okay.
From.
All right. Let's take this last caller that I promised to take. Good morning. Okay. We lost this one. Hello. Good morning. Good morning, you're live on Radio Mariah.
Yes, good morning. This is Benjamin from WOW.
Benjamin from WOW. Yes. Go ahead and ask a question.
Yes, thank you. I'm really very happy. You know, in South Sudan, we are really confused as South Sudanese, because our demand and expectation were not made as we want, because pension is one of the important tools so that it will smooth the way of handling the thing, because when pension is taken place, that means the younger people will come and take the position and get job there. But yeah, now we are really confused.
What is your question, Benjamin?
My question is this: How will they make sure that this amount will help the pensioners? Because now the amount is very low, even less than $1. And this amount, is it for 2012 or this time? This is when they established that pensioners will get $500 per month. I want to understand this one.
Okay. Thank you very much. That is Benjamin from WOW. I think this question still goes to you, Sebit.
Mm.
Go ahead and answer.
We are sure 100% this amount is very little, cannot do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But as I told before, our law is very good law, one of the best law, to enable us to give the good salary, our good pension to our pensioners and survivors. This is need. The cooperate, we have to cooperate.
Okay.
South
All
Sudan
right.
Pension Fund and the state governments and the national government to cooperate with South Sudan's Pension Fund. South Sudan Pension Fund, those people to remit their pension to South Sudan Pension Funds. And then, secondly, this need a support from the government to government of South Sudan, because of the inflation. This amount, 300, that time, is equivalent to $150. This is
yeah,
big amount
that is
during
true.
That time.
Yes.
Because the inflation,
yeah,
this amount is nothing now. But our law is very good. best, we only need the support.
All right.
You know, now, we only need support from the government of South Sudan to support South Sudan's pension fund and then to enable us to implement our law fully. Article number 18.
Okay.
To be implemented fully. And then pensions will be happy.
All right. Yeah. I have one last question. This will go to Adjat Dort before you share your final remarks. What is the mode of payment of these pensioners? Clement mentioned monthly. So is that the case or is it sometimes paid at once?
Actually, we are paying a monthly pension. This monthly pension is, Clement put it, is receiving that one every month. However much is that small, that 3,200 he mentioned goes to his account every month.
So every month until when?
We are paying this. We are paying Clement for entire of his life.
Ah, okay. That
so we are saying Clement is not able to do anything. He's unable to do anything. He's actually disabled.
Mm-hmm.
We are paying him until he actually exits from the earth. I don't know when.
Clement is laughing. So, are you disabled?
because he's unable to work, we call him vulnerable person. Clement cannot do anything. So by the time Clement actually, maybe his son or his daughter,
uh-huh.
We'll pay that person, that daughter, until the daughter or the son is up to 22 years.
Okay.
So by that time, that's when the monthly pension will stop.
Yeah, indeed, it sounds like a very good law, like Zebit says. What is your final remark?
Okay, my final remarks, actually, I'm urging our government authorities.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this money is a money someone has labored for the whole of his life or her life. This money is a money that you should just close your eye and make sure that person receives what he has labored their entire life. I'm urging you to make sure you live peaceably. Please make sure this money is remitted. If you are in charge, this money is remitted to South Sudan Pension Fund for them to be able to do what is necessary. And by doing so, that's when we will be able to retire our pensioners, maybe with a smile.
With a smile,
with a smile, yes. But right now, they can, because they know we are not actually taking care of them.
Okay.
But we have a plan that we should won't take care of them, only that we are unable to do that. Because we are not financially strong.
Thank you. Mm. Sabit, what is your final remark? What assurances can you give?
I will conclude in Arabic.
Maafi mushkila.
Taban, kulu zema givela khena gala amul sert le tifagia. Community, tifagia le tariya bisana al maashad wa matrix of joint technical committee. Kulu hajadel da itirafan lil maashi. Lianu al maashi le gaddam al kitir li beled. Maashi le gaddam al kitir bedam bitao. معاشي ده قدم الكثير بعرق بتاعه معاشي ده قدم الكثير حتى يا كيبين
ايوه
قسمه تاكي جوي ده كلان معاشي ده فانشونر شفت كيف هسه وانا زي جوي قسمه جوي ده شغل فانشونر كان فانشونر كان ما في انت ما في كان فانشونر كان ما في محلنا قاعدين فوق ده ما في
ايوه
فعشان كده فانشونر ده قدم الكثير لبلد بتعب توتو بعرق توتو وكمان مش كده بس فانشونر ده ودي جزء من المرتب بتاعه صح بجزء من المرتب He's contributed part of his salary. Dele liu amman bi hayati wa haya mustakbal usrati. Yani to ensure his life and his family member.
He's covered.
To shift again.
Yeah.
Ashan kila maajdi muhim jidden jidden. Ashan kila enna fi mahali. Alhamdulillah, itirafan bi hakumati jomhuriyati sudan wa hakumati janub. Gal, maashi de lazim yelga haggu kamil. Ashan kila enna bikelim hasa fi minbarde. Le del, al awal marra, maja fi sunduk bitana. Masajja la samim yeji, yisajjil. Dini mra wahid. وبعدين نمرة اثنين لديل لم يتم تسوية مستحقاتهم حقوقهم هم يجب فايل بيكون كامل وصحيح يعني complete file and correct with all requirement documents بكل المستندات المطلوبة لصندوق القومي للمعاشات عشان كده بيستطيع صندوق بيقدر يقدم حاجات لجهة لإجراء التسوية اللازم تسداد حقوقهم بالكامل فأنا أكيد معاشي بيكون مبسوط لأنه ناقشنا كثير في خرطوم في اتفاقية لتاريخ نزاد في اللجنة الفنية لكلامتها المعاشات كان ناقشنا كثير في كلامتها زيادة يعني ده وافق حكومة السودان وافق حتى اللجنة الفنية الأولى رفع مذكرة للجنة الوزارية الأولى وزارة الدفاع وزارة الخدمة التنمية الاجتماعية ووزارة الداخلية وقدم مذكرة لوزارة المالية وزارة المالية قال هيدفع هو تجربين كامل بدون أي نقصان فأنا أكيد معاشين بيكون مبسوط
Okay. Shukran. Yeah. Sevit Benjamin, thank you for those assurances. I will make sure I come.
Yes.
Once I enter the government. For now, I am here. Thank you so much for coming, gentlemen. I have learned a lot, and I am sure the listeners have learned a lot, and we'll continue to call out on this campaign and hope that things will get better with your work. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.